Hello, everybody, and this is the Pop GT Podcast
from the Black Mike Studios in Northeastern Pennsylvania. Hi, how is everybody?
So we're gonna talk about some movies. I mean, I just bought, and I got that card. I bought Bad Boys 3.
Right.
I bought Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Spider-Man Far From Home, and I bought Fahrenheit 451, which Pops read the book, and I figured,
right, it's a cool book.
It's on sale. It's only $8, or no. Yeah.
If you like reading, read that book. That's really cool.
I wanted to get you that other book by, I think it was that same guy, 1984.
Oh, okay.
About, like, it was written, like, 1940-something.
Right.
And it's about 1980, and they think he's, like, Big Brother's always watching, you know, that whole,
oh,
that's where
okay.
That comes from, it's from that book.
Okay.
But, yeah, so, our main, we're not going to do, usually do, talk about the news or whatever.
We're going to try to make this shorter.
Yeah, somewhat,
so
I feel
you
like
guys can listen to it more.
And watch it in a more timely manner.
We're and we got something really cool.
Yeah, something really cool at Target today.
And funny as hell.
In a clearance bin.
And funny as hell.
But, well, before I even get into the main topic, I'm going to say Trump was in Pennsylvania yesterday.
That's right. He was right around the neighborhood. No, not our neighborhood, but by my where I work.
Yeah, that was cool.
People were lining the streets with flags, whatever. Oh, yeah, Mom, I would have gave out flags. Mom would have bought those for me. I wanted these Trump flags, but we've been watching this auction and spending a lot of money.
Yeah, man, I got that
food
money.
And
I'm about to spend like $1,000 tonight. We'll see.
No, you're not. Funko Pops, you buy a lot of stuff, so.
I need some more posters and whatnot.
That's okay. Well, once we get that room built.
We should add the money. Let's do it.
Well, we got to get this transmission fixed.
My Jeep
done. Yeah, I'm giving it to him. Yeah, but the transmission, I don't know, started slipping. We don't know what's wrong.
I'm going to get a JQC license plate. And
yeah.
I'm going to get Pops a Pops and license plate. So then if we drive, it's Pops and then I'm JQT, so Pops JQT.
Right.
So that's
yeah.
Pretty cool. All right, main sub. Oh, how do we have to do the ad?
What? Well, we'll figure it out then. But we're supposed to be getting T-shirts.
Yeah. And
we'll show them to you when we get them. And a mug.
And YouTube people, you guys
have a chance.
Have a chance. Yeah, listen to the podcast, the last podcast. Enter because
this is the last podcast.
The one before this, because
oh yeah.
If I say it on this one, we won't get you know.
That's
you
right.
Want to do it like that. So to enter. Yeah, well, listen to the one before this one,
right?
On Anchor or on Spotify, whatever.
And it'll tell you everything to do, what to do to enter this contest. We're gonna throw names all in the hat, and you're gonna see us pick the name out.
Yeah.
That's how it's gonna work.
As we don't want you
so we want to be fair at this, and so we only did it for 2 weeks because we came up with a new thing
for
both our shows.
Both our shows, Restaurant Junkies and
Restaurant Junkies.
I said,
did you ask that? Oh, I'm off of JKT's.
So we might be doing 2 giveaways every month or however.
Right. We're going to try this out.
It might be good.
Yeah, we're going to see what we can do.
Yeah,
so.
He had a good idea. I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Might as well.
Yeah, the other one's a good idea, but.
This one's also pretty good.
Yeah, you got a shirt
to
pick.
You have a chance to enter for a shirt or a mug, whichever your choice.
And we're going to send it right to you.
Yeah.
So that's no problem. So now, movies that you watched this week. What did we watch?
I think, hold on.
What did you watch? Anything any good? Any good movies on? New movies that's on TV since we're all sitting at home. A lot of us can get out. So
yeah,
I wonder what five counties in New York they did.
Oh, counties? I don't know.
I want to go up to the cabin over Labor Day. It's up in northern part of New York on a lake up there. So we took some of our friends and up there. I take grandkids. We go fishing and to the Great Escape. So
I'm trying to think what I did watch this. And I watched a movie. I just can't.
Oh, who'd you say is streaming now? Ethan.
Yeah. Our boy Ethan.
Yeah.
Ethan.
He's a good friend.
He's streaming on Twitch and Mixer and YouTube. I think YouTube, at least Twitch and Mixer usually. They usually Twitch. I don't know. So his Twitch is ZeroTube. ZeroTube. If you want to go watch him, he's pretty funny. He's
the cool kid. We took him to Great Escape. He had a ball last year. So,
and if you want to listen to that story, that's on the podcast. So,
we had a great time up there.
That was fun
with him. He wants to go again with us, but since this virus came along, we're sort of screwed. We're hoping it opens up, but
Hopefully, we'll see. Next time we can record that. This is the whole. I'll try to record.
Well, he wants to be dropped from a big thing.
Yeah, I think how tall is it? Do you remember? I think
75 feet, 90 feet, something.
75 feet. No, it's higher. It's like I think it's like a. Is it like a mile high?
No, not a mile. Still be out in space.
No, mile. I know. Well, yeah. No, yeah. Something.
Maybe. It's like 90 feet.
No, it's not. High.
Yes, it is.
No,
it's not. I'm high. Telling you, it's 90. Oh, we'll have to look it up. Look it up. Fine. 75 or 90 feet. I put money on it. Uh-huh. I'll put all your money that you have. No, I'm just joking. I wouldn't take no money off him anyhow. He always thinks dad's wrong.
I always think that. I thought
you think that. Everybody thinks that, and then guess what? They find out they're wrong. And I was right.
Escape. Okay, escape and around that. Here we go.
All right.
That's a lodge. That's Splashwater Kingdom. That's Hurricane Horn. Well, it's all in the same area. All
right.
But that's not it. That's a new attraction, though. Wow. You might come on that.
Oh, what the hell is that?
The Outlaw. It's new. Just came out this year.
How high is that?
Well, it puts out play video. Copyright.
Okay, that's okay.
Okay, this is off send anyways, and the speakers hooked up to it.
Get off of that.
What's an ad?
That ad, that's what I mean. I don't see this new ride.
All right.
Midway Mayhem.
It's miles per hour.
Oh, it's one of those things.
That spin you.
Yeah, that gives you a backing.
16 stories high.
That's cool.
It's probably already.
I bet Ethan will go. I know. That. I know.
Try anything you want with him. I'll say no.
I know.
He tried.
Now let's see how high that thing is. Okay. If they have it.
Great Escape. I'm gonna say rides.
Rides.
Can't remember. What the hell? My touch. Oh, that wire. I thought it was like a bug was on my leg. It was a wire. It's good.
Don't get excited now.
Okay. Outdoor attractions.
I'm trying to find this.
Yeah, I'm trying to find this. I can't remember what it's called. Daredevil? Something like that? No.
No.
Is there no website? There it is. Well, that's the Outlaw. I'm sure from there I can find it.
That's that new ride.
Yeah, that's a new
that's cool.
That's if it's gonna go where it's supposed to, that other thing was.
I hope it didn't take that out of space.
I hope not. Hon. Park map. Here we go. All right.
Where is that thing at?
UMAP. Is that the name of it that I can find it? It was near. Hi, zoom in. Zoom in, zoom in, zoom in. I know you're kind
of
dumb.
They might have got rid of it.
No. There's no way. It's right there. Number 10.
What's number 10?
Number 10 is Daredevil Dive. I knew it was Daredevil something.
Okay, Daredevil Dive.
Great
okay.
Escape Adirondack, Daredevil Dive. Daredevil Dive. No, I thought it was way high.
How high?
Hon, I'll look at this. 175 foot.
Oh, 175 foot. Okay, we're both wrong. Okay. They get tow you up and they drop you right down. Yeah, it's really cool. I wouldn't go on. I probably have a heart attack. The point is not going up. Yeah, the point is coming down.
You gotta pay more to go on. You gotta pay another price to go on it.
Yeah, that's right. They don't take no tickets. Yeah.
It
wasn't that expensive. $20, $30?
I think so.
$20. Yeah, something like that. It's really cool.
Oh, that's cool.
What?
Well, what they're doing is they donate masks. They donate 100 masks. Then the Wi-Fi for Johnny Rockets is being used for students to do their schoolwork locally.
Oh, really? That's cool.
So I'm trying to
look at... That's nice. But like I said...
I'm trying to look at...
We got season passes for up there. I mean, now that the season's messed up. We'll have to see what they do. I think that my son said, my older son said, they're going to give us more days or something.
Hopefully. I would think that during this time, it isn't fair to anybody that this happened. I mean.
Not our fault, so what can you do?
Exactly.
It's just one of those things in life.
Here's an update on the thing. I think this is it, but that's it. It doesn't seem like it's going to be open.
Don't say yet.
Nope. I'm hoping by...
Like, we were hoping it was going to be open by Memorial Day because I'm off.
Yeah.
We could still hit the cabin.
There's no point. We had those...
We go up to Lake George and mess around.
What's that?
Sure it's just us. Like, we won't ask nobody to go in.
I'm pretty sure up at Lake George there's nothing open.
Yeah, probably, I think that's when the county they opened up.
Oh, if they opened up that county, then that in the park.
That's why I'm wondering what county they opened up in New York. They opened up 5 northern counties. They said.
I wonder if that one ride is open. One ride's gonna be on that I wanted to go on last year.
Which one's that?
The bobsleds.
Oh yeah, that was closed. Yeah. I like the bobsleds.
Where is it? It's down here somewhere.
Well.
All right. Well. There
we'll get off that. Okay, there it is.
All right, so anyway, it doesn't say. I'm pretty sure. Sure will. But anyway, let's get into our main topic. Well, let's put the ad in first.
Okay.
Now we'll put the main topic.
Okay, go ahead.
After the ad. And we're back.
Right. So now we're going to talk about our main subject is what do girls want?
In men? What do
men want from girls? There we go. Now we got two different ideas here because I'm old. And he's young. So, we're going to decide. Maybe it's the same thing. We don't know. When I was growing up, girls always wanted, like, the bad boy. You ever notice that girls stayed with the guy that always treated them the shittiest?
You're right.
They would yell at him, bitch at him, and they would still stay with him. If you were a nice guy, they always say nice guys finish last. What do you think? Think that's true?
I think it depends. I mean... Yeah, I'm a nice guy, and a lot of the time I finish last because
right, they don't like his long hair. That's one thing for sure. Especially the parents, especially the parents, right?
Right.
I'm the grandmothers. Am I right?
I guess it all depends on the girl. I guess it's just I've known girls that riff shitty people. Yeah, I would mental like not like you know hit them or anything, but they would like call them names, say leave me alone, if you love me do this or whatever, you know that stupid bullshit.
I guess when you're young, you might do stupid bullshit.
My thing that makes me mad the most, that's the whole topic. Makes me mad the most is when they break up. Remember that didn't happen. That pisses me off.
Oh, it does.
I don't know why. It's like, oh, okay. Here's an example. One friend said didn't feel right anymore, so we broke up, right? A week later, they got together. But didn't feel right. Hey, what do you mean?
Right. Well, I went out with that girl, remember, for years. I went out for, let me see. She's 5 years younger than me. I must have went out with her for like 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And her sister got married, and just because I looked like a total bum, because I had a beard and long hair, they didn't even invite me to the sister's wedding. And she was a bridesmaid, and they didn't even invite me to the wedding. Yeah, because they didn't like me. I was a long-haired hippie.
Yeah,
well, that reminds me of a story.
Oh, no.
Remember they were arguing with me, and I shouldn't still say the story, maybe.
Why?
What?
It's a story, Pop. Well, say
everybody yelling at me like crazy women, right? They were all screaming at me out the store.
I
whipped out my dick and said, "Hey," I said, "suck this like your daughter sucked it." And I fucking drove. I hopped in my Jeep and drove right up over the bank, and off I went. But it's one of those goofy stories, like when you do wild things when you were young. But we broke up, and I haven't heard from her since. But she broke up with me. Oh, I don't love you no more. Okay, fine. You know, whatever, you know. But the saddest part was, like, she kept me from all my friends. And then afterwards, when we broke up, then it sucked. I didn't know where anybody hung out at anymore. I didn't know nothing. It really sucked for a while, you know. I was like, nothing to do at night. You know what I mean? No friends to hang with or whatever, you know. So I started getting going. It really sucked, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So your girlfriends or boyfriends should never keep you away from your friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
No, yeah, I get what you mean.
Friends should be friends, you know, no matter what. But I think that happens sometimes, especially like if you would get married. You know, you have your life, they have their life. But still, back in my time, remember, they didn't have computers that much.
No.
And they didn't have cell phones.
No. Did the bike over.
So you couldn't talk. Like, you could talk on the phone, house phone. Hey, I know, how's it going? But, like, they couldn't see you. They couldn't, like, oh, I'll send you a happy chat today. You know what I mean? So, but you know what I mean? That's how it was, you know? Yeah, it was a whole different situation. What do you think?
Well, you know,
now they break up over the...
The stupidest shit.
No, they break up over email. They send emails.
Oh, texting.
Oh, yeah, text. Yeah, texting. That's it. I guess we're not going out anymore today, right?
No, that, they're like, I'm sorry, but I think my feelings change.
It's not like Dear John letter. Yeah. Dear John. No, no, yeah. Not. My name ain't John. What do you mean? Yeah. But... So what do you think guys want out of women?
I mean,
we're picking on girls here now, but
well,
you know, 78% of divorce are caused by women. That's what they say.
The way you got it, except you're like, did you know?
Yeah, that's the truth. I'm just telling you the truth.
But anyway.
Men, I think, are more loyal.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah, usually.
I think women cheat on men more than men cheat on women. Unless they don't get caught, but I don't know. But
usually, I mean, I've never heard of. Okay, for example, I never heard of. Let me think. Yeah, one of my friends cheating on their girlfriend. I always heard the other way.
The girlfriend cheating on the guy. That's right.
So like, and you know, do you consider it cheating when it's the school slut?
No, it's not cheating.
What'd you expect?
Okay, here's the question. Well, here's the question.
Go ahead.
Is this cheating on your girlfriend? Say you go out to a bar and you're drinking. You have no intention of doing anything, and some girl comes on to you. Is that cheating?
If the girl's on to you?
And you don't...
No, it's not cheating. You didn't...
Come on to her.
You're not like, oh yeah.
You're right, right.
As long as you're not...
So is that cheating or no? How if you go out with the girl and do something with her?
That's cheating, yeah.
Oh, is that cheating?
Well, if you go and do something with a girl, it's not your girlfriend.
Right, you don't really love her.
But it's not how it
it's
works.
It's just a piece of ass.
That's not how it works.
Well, that's not how it
that's
works.
That's like, okay. I'd be like, all right. Me and Ashy are out, whatever. And
no, you were in two different locations.
Oh, different locations.
Say you went out for a beer after work.
For a beer with my friends, whatever. Blah, blah, blah. And the girl comes on to me. You know? And I am doing stuff
with her.
With her,
it don't mean you love her.
Well, that's still cheating. It's like still like putting.
What? How is that cheating? Explain to me.
How do you know that cheating, Dad? It's like.
What? It's like what?
Okay, that'd be like me.
Why are you getting nervous, son?
Oh no! You're speaking me out, guys.
No.
No, but that'd be like me getting a message, I didn't even ask for from a girl, like. For example,
right.
A nude picture from a girl I didn't even ask for. I wasn't like talking to her at all. She sent me a random one. I don't send back, that makes me a cheater. If I send back, that's cheating.
I don't know.
It's like.
If you send a nude picture back, but say if you don't.
If you don't, no. But
you look at it and go, oh.
If you don't, you take a picture of it, you go on your merry way, tell your girlfriend, oh, right. I did delete it.
Right. So is that cheating? I don't know. But.
Yes. Yes.
So, I think guys are actually more loyal.
Sometimes.
And sometimes they are. Right, right. There's always those few.
Kids.
But I don't think you should yell. I never yell. I try never to yell. I think life is too short to yell. I don't know. And
I don't know. It's just.
It's cheating paying somebody to have sex with and then going home.
Yes.
Is that cheating? Why is that cheating? You're buying like goods, like milk. You know what I mean? What do you think?
That's cheating. Well,
no, yeah, it's like buying something.
No, it's not.
It's like going and buying a beer.
No, that's called prostitution. Yeah, it's called prostitution.
it's like buying beer.
It's when you go.
Cheating would be if you're looking for somebody. Yeah!
But if you do stuff, that has cheating. Okay. Prostitution-wise. So just say you're in your car and you're like, you know what? I'm tired of the old lady. I want to get a younger one.
Right.
And you go on a car.
Okay, you pay.
Get whatever.
And go home.
Yeah, that's not
That's not up, cheating.
That's not picking up goods.
Because you don't love home. It. No. You're like, you're not cheating because it's like picking up Something. It's like Renan.
It's like Renan Center.
Yeah. I don't know. But, yes. Ain't it like Renan?
No. Dad, I mean, some of those girls are like, they either, they got to pay their pimp or die.
Right, by drugs. One or the other.
Whatever.
Right. Most of them are on drugs. But well, like, well, you're getting nervous now.
I can't deal with this right now.
But no, everybody be faithful and be happy.
Yeah, don't cheat.
So,
that's like some girls think that watching porn is cheating.
And some other girls don't care, you know? So, is that cheating?
It's a video.
What does your girlfriend think about
that? It's a video.
What does your girl think about that?
She thinks it's a video.
No, tell me the truth. You're lying to me.
No, I'm not.
He's lying. You can see how he laughs. He's lying. No, but he's embarrassed. Now she's going to listen to it. Shake up! She'll probably get a call right after this, bitching at him.
Yeah,
what does your dad believe in?
But no. I think guys just want a faithful and nice girl, not a bitch. It's faithful and nice. I honestly.
But most girls aren't bitches. But, yeah. The best girl I always thought was a real quiet one.
Yeah.
You know, I always used to tell my girlfriend, if you're mad at me somewhere, don't flip out there. Wait till we get home and we'll talk about it. You know, that's so embarrassing when some broad starts like harping on their yelling at their boyfriends or whatever in front of everybody. That is so embarrassing. It's ridiculous. Girls should never do that. You know what I mean? I don't think so. Remember, girls are the first ones that sinned in the Bible.
Well,
not bad. Remember, he ate the apple forbidden fruit.
Adam and Eve.
So, but then you have to think to yourself, you sort of pity him because, you know.
You're going to say that.
They were made from a rib.
I knew you were going to say that.
And how much does the rib have a brain? Does the rib have a brain? But no, I'm just joking with you guys. But everybody, just be happy, be faithful, and have fun in life. That's all that counts, you know? It's a journey, you know what I mean?
It's a journey.
You try to have lots of fun. Try to make life interesting.
Don't buy
no bad goods. Joke. Yeah. But, it's a lot of fun. Take an adventure, you know what I mean? Adventure is fun to do, you know?
Buy a new game.
Go places where you've never been before and explore together. That's the coolest thing.
Urban backyard.
Yeah. Camp out in the backyard. You don't know. You can have lots of fun.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I don't feel like
you're it. Scared of bugs.
I'm not scared of bugs.
Oh, I thought you were scared of spiders and snakes.
No.
Oh. Does your girlfriend like spiders and snakes?
No.
Oh.
His
girlfriend's really nice and quiet. And she has like, she talks so soft, so I can only hear it. Yeah, but she's cool. Now I'm another guy. I had the girlfriend that's a real crab ass. And then my other son, his girlfriend is
in the middle, I'd say. Not really in the middle, but
she acts like a little kid. And she's like 20. How old is she? 20 some years old. But once in a while, she gets a little goofy, but she's okay. She's really intelligent, I think. So, yeah, you have to, like I said, just everybody to their own. Be happy. Have fun. Go on adventures. Do things together.
You have a special song.
Play games, whatever, you know?
Have a special night,
maybe together, or whatever, you know? Especially at these times.
Mm-hmm.
If they cry, pity them or help them. If they need help, help them out, you know?
Yeah,
you have to work together as a team. Yeah, if you're not a good team, then it's not worth it. Right.
I bought me and Pop's Virginity Rocks masks, so those come will be wearing those.
Right. But, let's see. I wear a flag now. I said, what would happen if I wore a flag upside down? People, if I have a face, I go, yeah.
I'm surprised people don't, I think people are such like jerks that they would make a mask with like, the flag burning on it. Like, what's the point of making a mask like that?
Well, that would be like, because the world's going to shit with this virus.
Well,
I don't think it's as bad as what they say, as long as you keep your distance. And
yeah, it's only to be safe.
Why are we talking about the virus anyhow? I hate the virus. Yeah. But, like I said, just have fun and have a good time. Now, we want to show you a new toy. This is the funniest thing ever in my life, I think. Look at
it. It's Pickle Rick.
Oh, tell them how these get to our video first, our website and that.
Oh. Before we start this, he's interrupting us. Before we start this, to get to our website, our Instagram, PopsJKT Podcast. To message us on Gmail, it's PopsJKT Podcast@gmail.com. And our Twitter is PopsJKT.
How about YouTube?
Our YouTube is JKT, all capital.
All capital. Yep. And if you want to see about that thing we're doing,
giveaway,
the promotion, yeah, whatever.
Go to the last podcast.
Because then you'll hear about it because you only have this week to sign up.
Yeah, and then next week we give the
we're going to pick tonight, and then we're going to start something all new. So, you ready?
Hold on.
Okay.
All right.
This thing is really cool. We're going to play a couple seconds of this song.
Okay. You're going to ready to dance, Pops. Hold on.
Okay, that's right. We're going to dance to this.
All
right,
here we go.
But he's dancing. Dun, 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 dun.
Okay, it's almost dancing. It's all immediately
allowed to play. But okay, guys, have a good night. Have a good week. Stay safe. And you'll hear from us next week. Okay, and watch our show on Tuesday night.
Watch our show on Tuesday on YouTube.